Item number two, a resolution by Supervisor Biddle to create a youth task force consisting of adult and youth community leaders to develop recommendations on how to engage youth in Milwaukee County.
Okay, Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd first like to add the co-sponsors of Lipscomb, Harris, Dmitrievich, Haas, and Weishaw, please. And anyone else on the committee who would like to, feel free. This resolution was created because I was very impressed by the youth council at the Milwaukee Common Council. They had a press conference after some of the state fair events to do a community response, and I was very inspired by the leadership and qualities of those young people. And so I immediately went back to the county to see what we had already in stock that could be implemented. I really wasn't satisfied with the way that the youth commission was structured. And so rather than me than repeal and recreate it myself, I figured it might be better if young people actually just create the program. From that point on, I said, well, at the youth council, they really give them a stake because they give them 10% of the reallocation of CDBG funds to use for job creation. I thought that was pretty impressive. And so I figured, you know, we have so many different things at the county that deal exactly with young people, whether it's our youth programs, whether it's juvenile facilities, whether it's buses and parks, the Youth Sports Authority. So I figure it could be an educational piece where they actually come to the county with adult leaders. You have a juvenile chair and an adult co-chair, and they would study the different things that the county does. And I think we all can agree that there's oftentimes a disconnect between what the county does to the adult population and the juvenile population. And so they would research and educate themselves on the services, and then figure out what are we doing right to enhance their qualities of life, to enhance their chances for success. What are we doing wrong? What could we do better? And then make recommendations to the full board for us to adopt, and hopefully they can get it done before our next budget cycle. So it's something more proactive than reactive. We tend to really not identify the issues of young people until they act out. And then we all put up our arms and want to make grandstanding statements like Alderman Donovan, and which is ridiculous. So I figured let's be proactive and really give them a voice, give them a stake, and be there for them. And so that's pretty much what the spirit of what this was created in. And I'm happy to take any questions by committee members about it. And I move approval of my own item.
Motion for approval. Are there any comments or questions from committee members? No?
I have one question. Just in terms of the composition of this council, I get the formation of the council or the task force in a traditional way that we've done these before. And you've got seven adults. And then in addition to that, you are in the third or fourth be it resolved clause. Then we're going to be soliciting names of youth. And what is that, under 18? And then there will be 10 of those people on this task force. So it'll be 10 youth and 10 adults, and that'll be the group from which we'll get this report.
So the way that it happens is that the chairman, basically he'll appoint a three-panel selection committee of three supervisors to actually go through the applications and request to be on the task force, and then we will make those decisions to put those folks really interested in the program. I didn't do any grade point averages. I wanted anyone and everyone that's concerned about the direction of young people in this community to have a voice. So I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Yeah, just in terms of the composition. So there's 17 members, 10 of whom are young people.
Yeah, I wanted to stack the task force with more young people than adults. Because what I don't want to happen is that they get there and then they're being talked at and not given the proper stake in the actual study, which is about them. So I wanted to make it more young people than adults because it's a youth task force.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice. Thank you, Supervisor Biddle. Is there any other comments or questions from committee? I'd like to applaud my co-chair for being proactive on this. This was the Youth Commission was once the baby of former County Supervisor Tony Clark. And unfortunately, when she left us, this kind of fell by the wayside. So it's very good to see it back again and to have the youth really be committed to Milwaukee County and to making changes for themselves. I think that's wonderful. So, any other comment or questions? I do have a motion for approval on that motion. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much.